Very dark picture.
This is a very grim picture, very dark colours used.
Dark and threatening images.
This picture is predominantly black.
This is a very, very creepy picture.
Well, everything is in shadow.
You're definitely expecting something really evil to happen soon.
Gloom and doom.
It's quite a powerful picture, has an impact.
Intriguing, but mystifying.
Grim, scary sort of picture, really.
It has a very, very desolate and bleak air to it. It's a very depressing picture. The picture has a very Baroque feeling to it, in that most of the picture's in shadow and darkness. And the artist's obviously shown a use of chiaroscuro.
I can see light in the face of the woman. Perhaps that's meaning the life. I mean that they are living.
The light which is shining on the side of the people who are sat in profile to the picture, the light off that shining off their skins goes to dark very, very quickly.
The classical mother and child image.
A woman sitting sideways on, holding a baby.
There's a sort of Madonna and child, or mother and child.
But it's a very old painting, you can tell, because they're wearing old clothes, and just the style it's drawn in is very realistic.
In a blue kind of skirt, like very silk kind of, they do all the details with folds and stuff, and she's got a kind of peachy headscarf around her neck, and a white shirt, and rolled up sleeves, so she looks like she's not that rich.
She has flowers or something like that in her hair.
The woman has a very bland expression. She doesn't seem to be either kind of moved or concerned or happy or sad. She seems to be doped up on the point of sleep.
It's like she has to make some sacrifice.
I mean, this woman seems very calm though. The look on her face, she doesn't seem to be at all agitated.
Well, the actual mother is sitting quite passively, I suppose you'd say, with a resigned expression on her face.
The mother sits there and she's kind of like given up.
They look very sad. I don't see anything wrong with this child, physically, a bit plump. Nothing wrong with a fat baby.
Child looks quite funny, actually. It's got little chubby little legs, little chubby arms, but something at the same time, it doesn't look babyish.
Child is sick.
Then storming from the background is this big old winged skeleton.
The winged skeleton.
Coming through the darkness, intruding on this family scene.
A demon.
Spirit.
Could be the angel of death or the devil. A skeleton with wings anyway, with crow's wings.
A huge skeleton with feathered wings leaning into the picture, coming out of the darkness.
A wall which has a large arched doorway in it through which death is flying.
Because it looks like angel of death is in the background, he's kind of dissolved into the black background.
And leaning over her, but it has this terrible leering grin on it.
It's very grim, the skeleton's quite a scary figure, evilly grinning at whatever this child seems to be writing on the paper.
Figure of disaster and evil, it's obviously doing something terrible, presumably death, I presume, and holding a piece of paper which the baby is writing on with a pen.
A contract of sorts.
Then it could be like if the boy was signing his death. Some kind of contract in the paper. The death has came to sign him a contract of the day he's going to die.
The child in this picture is destined for something deeper and more sinister.
The baby is signing the paper, as if he's signing his soul away.
The devil actually has his bony hand on the child's arm, guiding the child's hand, which makes us worry about the child's future.
And then the dead is coming to take the little boy, perhaps.
The skeleton is tempting the baby to evil, trying to take him away from purity of the mother, to join the dark side.
Darker side, the devil corrupting our innocent babe. Clearly, the child is not completely in control of the situation.
The two other kids are our little angels, or devil's helpers.
I suppose you call them cherubs.
The two children of the devil, in the bottom left-hand corner. One of them appears to be stood in a cauldron, holding some smouldering branding iron or something.
But I'm not really clear what they're doing. They look preoccupied, really.
Possibly cherubim, but I don't think they are because they don't seem to have any wings.
One emerging from a cauldron to the other cherub is looks like he's snorting cocaine up his left nostril.
The boy's playing his little trumpet.
He's got a straw or a tube of some sort in his mouth.
And the other one appears to be smoking or drinking something through a straw.
Either blowing bubbles or smoking something.
Looks like he's smoking a pipe, but he's probably playing an instrument or something.
Possibly blowing bubbles as well, I'm not sure.
He's blowing bubbles, because I think I can see the odd bubble there.
Figures in the background, faces and shapes.
Right around the corners of the painting, there are several small pictures, which is hard to tell whether they're drawings in the background of the building the people are in, or whether they're actually small animals hiding.
Beasts in the background, which could be carvings on a wall. I guess they're some kind of creatures from hell.
Pushing through the background. And if you look in the background, you see faces emerging from the darkness.
Some little images of different heads, male faces.
Glimpses of their features.
There's an old man's face, possibly wearing a patch.
A disapproving look from a bearded figure on the right, top right of the picture. He's disapproving, he's also despairing. There's a dog on the wall.
Oh, and right in the corner, there seems to be an owl. Right under the chair where the lady's sitting.
There's something lurking underneath where she is sitting.
Imp or demon underneath the lady's chair.
To the left, there is a horse, I think. A very small horse. It's about the same size as the woman's head.
Also something that looks like a flying horse or something.
Dog shape to the left-hand side.
Something very dark in the bottom right corner. It looks like it could be a monkey or something.
The more you look at it, the more faces you can see in the background.
Like kind of seeing pictures in clouds. You can kind of see a little bit and not really anything. It could be one thing or it could be something else.
This picture is called The Fragile Human by Salvatore Rosa and can be seen at the Fitzwilliam Museum, Cambridge.
The privilege of being alive has a price. In our lives we tend to be preoccupied with the present and neglect the final possibility of death.
Just because he has just born and he has to die, for sure, one day.